was an awful tragedy. It was too sad for words.
Just to show support to Louise and sort of say that we're thinking about you, and no matter, we don't know the family, no, I don't know them directly, but just, I have children of my own, so it was just really sad, and just felt it was important to be here to show that the thoughts of the city, everybody's behind her.
Hundreds come out tonight, so it shows you how much of a close-knit community Derry really is.
Oh, Derry is, and I think even from the second the people heard about it last week, once you heard it was somebody from Derry, you've seen people putting up pictures of candles and offering support in whatever way they could. I was so sad because it was only a few weeks ago we were in exactly the same place, sitting on the pier with my mother and father and my son on a Sunday after having an ice cream, and that's what you do. That's what Derry people do. They go to Buncrana for a run when there's nothing else to do of the evening, so it's just so sad.
I just wanted to come along because Mark was at our school, St Joseph's, and just represent the school and come down and think about them all. It's just a tragedy.
Well, the fair pity of Pat Ramsey and anybody else who instigated the whole thing, because it's lovely that our town can unite in such terrible circumstances. And all you do is look around and the horrific weather, yet, you know, it was not horrific at all when you see what happened here last week. And I think that the sense that this town can all pull together is shows you how powerful the people are in it. Well, obviously, you didn't know what it was at the time, but when we went up into that wake house, it was just devastating. It was one of the worst scenes that I've ever seen in my whole life. And, you know, something that, please God, never ever to see again.
It's something, isn't it, that this whole city has been gripped by?
Absolutely, definitely. The whole city. I mean, the city, outside the city, around the world. It's tragic. It's a tragedy you can't comprehend, I think. Got 5 candles lit in the house. We're here, and it just means a lot. It just means a lot. I don't even want to leave here before 7:15. It just means, I just want God to know, and I want the family to know. That
but everybody's thinking about
them. We're thinking of them, and I don't know how they'll get through it.
We just see a double rainbow, and it's just magnificent. It's just penetrating through the sky. It's just unbelievable.
It's almost symbolic,
isn't
it?
That must be a sign. There's definitely a sign there that they're there with us all in spirit, you know. Just think about it morning and a night. Just kind of waking up in the morning, just think of your own family and just think it could happen to any, do you know what I mean, at any time. Just, you know, it's been a mammy and a granny and a, you know what I mean, you know, just to be, you just don't know what's around the corner, don't you know? Just awful. Well, if she was there now and she's seen that there double rainbow, I'd never seen a double rainbow like that before, and it's just, it's so vibrant, isn't it? It really is. Oh, everybody in Derry is just fabulous. The Derry people are just, you just can't say enough about them, you know what I mean? They're all like one big family, you know. They all pull together just at the right time. But there is like a hush over the town anyway, isn't there? Even driving up, you just feel it. You just felt everybody's feeling the same thing, you know.